his kick before. It's all good. It is a try. It's a delightful Newcastle try.
Touch the air. Hey, here we go.
And Newcastle are threatening to blow this game apart. Takes it. Oh, he might have just done it. Absolutely gorgeous from the Knights.
And a big call here, Crevo. I know it's a big statement to make, but I don't reckon there's any bigger fans of NRLW than Novocastrians.
That is so true.
Massive. We are on the winning streak. Two, Pete. Two premierships in a row for the mighty NRLW Newcastle Knights. Let's go for a third. The season opener is tomorrow night, McDonald Jones Stadium. The Knights take it on the Roosters at 7:45. And she signed on till the end of 2025. So quick maths in the head. There's still time for a four-peat. Sheridan Gallagher, good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, Sheridan, it's super exciting to have you here. How are you feeling? Round one's tomorrow.
Yeah, look, super pumped and, absolutely honoured to have a standalone women's game at McDonald Jones Stadium. And to open the season, you know, with a standalone game, I think it's just a statement that we've set, you know, last year and the year before.
They should all just be standalone. I mean, Newcastle, we were just talking about this moments ago, is ready for it as a city.
Yeah, I think 100%. You know, they turned up for Origin in the pouring down rain, and you've seen what they've done with the men in the rain. So I think if it can be a nice, fine, clear night, I think we'll get a few people out there cheering us home.
And last year as well, to celebrate the second grand final in a row, when the whole squad was up at City Hall on the balcony overlooking the, I'm going to say, the minions of fans everywhere. Streets were closed off, Sheridan. Look, the support is there. NRLW in Newcastle, any day of the week, I say.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, they turned out in droves that day. The thing is probably not in our finest, but to lift that trophy. So, I think, you know, NRLW definitely deserves to have its standalone game.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I've just had a look on your Instagram before, and there's a bit of... I see you're doing some horse riding. Earlier in the show, we were talking about how this person's been bitten by a horse. Have you ever had any horse riding injuries along the journey, or have you been pretty lucky?
Yeah, I actually broke my back 2 years ago from a horse.
Yeah, really? I'm glad you quickly recovered from a back breaking. That's crazy.
Yeah, I've actually got to get the massage a few times a week, and believe it or not, I'm getting the massage right now, so multitasking as we go.
Oh, good. Kicking goals. Well,
how good's that?
Again, not only are you horse riding, you used to play for the Young Matildas as well. You've switched from round ball football to rugby league that we all know and love. How does that happen?
Yeah, I just went down and played a couple of games for a bit of fun, and, you know, when you're having fun, everything just sort of falls into place, and I was pretty lucky to be picked up by the Newcastle Knights and move up here and sort of have that fairy tale start to my career.
Absolutely. Now, look, we don't want to blow smoke here, but you're the top try scorer for 2023, 7 total. Have you got a goal in mind for this year? Like, you want to get to double digits? What are you thinking?
Look, I'm just happy to see the girls win and hopefully lift the trophy at the end of the year. If my tries can help them get over the line, then so be it. But just happy, you know, to get out there and play with the girls and hopefully get all the wins throughout the year too.
Absolutely.
It's a very humble answer.
Yeah. We know you're getting double digits.
Let's go. Well, we have full faith. Full faith for double digits. Look, it's been a massive few weeks for the NRLW Newcastle Knights. I mean, big victory over the Raiders in the trial. Season launched last week. Team jersey presentation was just last night. You've got your regular training commitments, your own personal commitments, and you still juggle a full-time job. When do you sleep?
Look, it gets pretty tough at times, but the sleep is probably not what it should be for an athlete, but, you know, we get there again, so...
You have a couple of coffees along the way?
Yeah, for sure. I love a coffee, and I probably, you know, spend a lot of time with the girls having coffee, and a lot of stuff is discussed over those coffees, so I think...
all the juicy stuff, eh?
Yeah, we spent less time having coffee. We'd probably cram more into the day and probably get to sleep earlier.
I'll put you on the spot here, Sheridan. What's your coffee order?
Oh, it's actually just pretty a normal one, I'd say. Just a latte with normal milk.
There we go. That's the good stuff.
See, I'm an almond caramel latte.
Disgusting, isn't it?
Oh, I was
going to
throw out something like out there like that. I think someone
did
that order.
No, but not only Scott.
Only
that is. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. Good luck. We just... the whole city is behind you guys. It's going to be a great season. I can feel it in my bones. Thanks for coming on the show.
All right. Thanks for having me.